Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. First thing for today's show, I want you to mark off on your calendar 10/21. That's October 21st. That's starting tomorrow in two Sundays. That's Sunday, October 21st, 11 a.m. What I've done is rent a larger space at the Ayers Hotel. I conduct these seminars every 6 weeks. They've been a hit. They should be. And I needed a larger room. So we've got a larger space at the Ayers Hotel. This is October 21st, Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. Call the office line, 714-850-1007. I'm going to do a seven-hour seminar on exercise. And that's what the preamble today is really about. Today's show is about exercise. I got to, gang, go after this topic. And the reason is the concept is getting mauled. Now, if you're under 50 years old, well, basically, you can do anything you want. You've got enough stem cell reserve to heal anything you want. You can abuse your body and, for the most part, get away with it. Everybody knows that midlife point after 50 where things just don't happen the same way. And you see, oddly enough, partly this is because of the culture, that's the time at which you really need supervision, and that's the time at which you're least likely to get supervision. Now, what do I mean, supervision with exercise? The bottom line with exercise is, after 50, you have to know what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, you have to go to a sports trainer. That's what most people do. But the problem is that Equinox, LA Fitness, 24-hour fitness, your local gym, most of these places are for people under 50. And just look out there at the numbers. Go into these places. What we've got is a shortage of knowledge. And even if you have a sports trainer, believe me, and come to my seminar and find out, all you sports trainers and everybody else, there's a real shortage of knowledge, especially if you're working with somebody over the age of 50. So let me start. Number one, and again, I can't cover this in 7 hours, but I'm going to do it in 2 weeks from today at the Ayers Hotel. So that's 714-850-1007, worth every dime. Rule number one. And rule number two, after the age of 50, you have to deal with muscle atrophy. Rule number one, you have to deal with muscle atrophy. Rule number one, you have to deal with muscle atrophy. What does this mean? If you're on the comeback trail, you're not going to get what you need from Pilates. If you're on the comeback trail, you're not going to get what you need from yoga. You're not going to get what you need from, oh my God, calisthenics. If you're in muscle atrophy, which you are after 50, the worst thing you can be doing are calisthenics. But what does everybody do? Now, let me just talk about Pilates for a second. And again, I'm not criticizing any of these dimensions. All these people from Pilates to Alexander to Egoscue to the whole slew of these exercise gurus, they did really know their stuff. But you see, it's only if you need what they have to offer. And who teaches you whether you need what they have to offer? The answer to that is nobody. Have you ever been turned down at a Pilates studio? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever walked into a Pilates studio and had the Pilates teacher go, you know what? Based on what I see, Charlie, we need to build muscle density. We need to increase strength. And Pilates isn't really designed to do that. And please don't tell me it is, because it's not. Nobody builds bigger muscles in a Pilates class. You tone muscles. And you have this notion of alignment that's partially hallucinatory anyway, and we'll get to that. But if you don't know where to go, you just wander on into a Pilates studio, some sports training thing, some yoga class, and nobody tells you this isn't where you should put your time. That's the problem. And the net result of this is it's the blind leading the blind. And after 50, especially if you're injured, you don't want to get injured again, so you don't do anything. And how many people are standing up right now at their breakfast clapping? And that's my point. So, men, I know you were captain of the football team. I know you had those big, strong muscles. Now you're 70. And you got the old man boobs. And you're hanging, and your muscles aren't there, and you're in atrophy, and you hate it. Don't jump to calisthenics. Don't jump into yoga. Unless you have someone that really knows their stuff, and those people are relatively rare. What you have to do is build muscle. That means if I look at your biceps, or your quads, or your glutes, or any of your muscles, in day one, 6 months later, I need to see bigger muscles. Now, ladies, it's double for you. It's triple for you. And you have to respect that, too, which doesn't mean, especially ladies hear this, that you're going to grow those big balloon muscles. We're not trying to train you to be captain of the shot put team. The consequence, now here we're going to move, the consequence of muscle atrophy is that the joint and the tendon has to sustain more of the contractile force when you move your body. I'm going to repeat that slowly. By the way, if you're just tuning in on radio, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. No show like this in America. No way, nowhere. Especially on the subject of exercise. I will kid you not. If you're in muscle atrophy, which you are, and you forego building size of muscle, I didn't say tone. Tone is you do one push-up, then you can do 50 push-ups. That's tone. Tone is you can take a 3-pound weight and do 5 reps, and then you can do 20 reps a couple of months later. That's tone. Forget tone. Strength. That means instead of building reps, you put more weight on. What, a lot of weight? If you're 5'1" and 100 pounds and you're 80 years old, you want to do bicep curls with 100 pounds? No. But forget this routine about moving 3 or 4 pounds in these different sorts of motions of body. That's for grandmothers. You're not a grandmother, and I don't care if you're 90. Grandma has a connotation. It means an old lady that sits in a chair. You're not that. You're the new 80. And you got to understand that to honor that, you have to honor muscle atrophy, which means you get a notion that you have to build the size of the muscle. Because if you don't, when you contract the muscle, the bulk of the force is going to go into the joint and the tendon. If your muscle isn't big enough and you do a bicep curl or a chin-up or a calisthenic or a yoga class or you bend down to pick up a pencil and the joint's not big enough, the muscle's not big enough, the joint is going to tear. And that's how you hurt yourself. So what we have post-50 are a bunch of men and women in muscle atrophy going to Pilates. And what, of course, do the Pilates people do? Or the local sports club? They give you old people weights, 2 pounds. And you sit there for 6 months moving 2 to 3 pounds in multiple reps, and it takes you forever. And that doesn't work. There are intelligent ways after the age of 50 of building strength, meaning your muscle gets bigger. And all you have to do, if you're in muscle atrophy, which you are over 50, is tell your sports trainer. Sports trainers are a huge national gift. I support all the sports trainers who want to stay in the know. Because those are your go-to people for a very reasonable price. I do this with my clients. I tell them, you go to a sports trainer, you tell the sports trainer you're under my care, and I'll speak to the sports trainer. And we'll come to an agreement about how to, without injuring you, move you to that other place. That works extremely smooth. And what I tell the sports trainer is, I want you to take this 72-year-old woman, this 50-year-old woman that's had 5 kids, and she's just burned out. She's now a grandma. She's got no kids to take care of. She has no muscle tone. She has no skin tone. She just feels crazy, and she needs to move her body without hurting herself. I want you to build strength, size of muscle. I will not advise them to go to a Pilates class. I will not advise them to do high reps. I will advise them to build strength. In my seminar, I'll talk about how to do that. But that's rule number one. Honor your muscle atrophy. Number two, alignment. This is huge. By the time you're 50, you are out of alignment, meaning you cannot generate through the right gravity line the force across the joint. All right, that's a lot to hear. That means you cannot drive across your joint through the right line of gravity. That means you will hurt yourself just because you're not aligned. I'll give you an easy example of this, okay? Suppose, case in point, you are hunched over because you're an accountant and you've worked at a desk for many, many years. Let's just suppose that that is the way you sit. And so you have curvature of the spine. And you're lifting weights. And you're playing basketball. And you're hunched over. And you think you have the posture you did at 18, but you're 60 or 50. When you move that shoulder joint, that elbow joint, that wrist joint, that knee joint, because you are so poorly aligned, you're going to tear your joint. There's number two. Now, this is not news to Pilates. This is not used to yoga. What is news to each of them as they're taught functionally is what that means in practice. You rarely, rarely see yoga sustained over time or Pilates sustained over time change postures. They talk about it, but you never see it happen. You rarely see it happen. And I'm not doing this. If you're a Pilates teacher, if you're into Pilates, if you like your Pilates place, just put the responsibility onto your practice. I'm not criticizing your teacher or your place. Just that you're there is big, right? That's half the victory. But you have to put the responsibility on yourself and then on your teachers there to change the way you look in the mirror, standing there naturally. Over 6 months. I'm not talking about when you move your body, you have to tuck in your belly. And when you move your body, you have to throw your shoulders back and lift your head high. That's ridiculous. That's a superimposition. It's like saying, stand up straight and don't slouch over the desk. There, that's the posture you needed. It's all that superimposition. It's garbage. I'm talking about when people actually change posture, when you are in a process where you change posture because the person that's supervising you knows how to do it, over a period of time, you will look different. Now, I've done this many, many times for people. If you understand it, and some of us do, over time, you will change posture. If you're on the comeback trail, if you're rehabbing your body, if you're over 50, if you're in muscle atrophy, if you're over 70 and you're in muscle atrophy, if you've been sick and you're in muscle atrophy, coming out of muscle, whatever it is, and you change posture and build mass to the muscle, that is where you begin. Amen. Sit on that. I've just given you the show. I've just changed the way exercise is allocated. And I'm not using anything new. I'm just putting it together differently. That's what you call functional understanding. Theoretical understanding is when you understand the piece. Functional understanding is when you put it together. When you study physical chemistry, you can study a formula. Then you take the formula, which you think you understand, and then you get a real-life problem. And then you have to put that formula in integration with other formulas. And then you see if you understand how life works. It's the same thing. It's not enough. Oh, yes, Pilates. I go to Pilates. Oh, yes, I've paid a sports trainer at my club. Oh, yes, I go down to Yoga Works there in Newport Beach. This has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Elite Training. This is a compilation of many years of experience and education. And I offer this to you in a more comprehensive way on October 21st at 11 a.m. at the Ayers Hotel. We're going to blow that place out. We've already got about 47 people, but I have more space. I've taken a bigger space, and I want to really do this because you need it. Oh, man, do you need it. I'm a member now of 4 health clubs. I go to them all for different reasons. I'm kind of like a gym freak. If there's one machine that one place has, anybody ever remember those things that you push your head to the side to strengthen your neck? Go find that machine out there. You know how important that machine is? Back in the old days, boxing, you had to put another inch. If you had a smart trainer, if you were one of those guys that had all the talent in the world but your neck was a little thin, the first thing a smart trainer would do is say, before you go into the fight, you have to put another inch or inch and a half circumference around your neck. And then, and you can verify this, go on YouTube and look at Sonny Liston, if any of you know who that is. Sonny Liston training. Sonny Liston, a big dude, probably one of the heaviest punches. George Foreman would say, I'm afraid of that man. For good reason. An 84-inch reach at 6'1". No one was like Sonny Liston. God bless him. He got a raw deal. Sonny Liston, you can see him on YouTube going into backbend with his head pressed into the floor, rolling his neck. And he had like a 20-inch neck. Try hitting that guy in the face. Try finding a gym that can put you in a machine that increases the thickness of the neck. You have to go to Gold's Gym. And Gold's Gym, the bathrooms are so dirty, you don't want to go to Gold's Gym. Gold's Gym has a problem with hygiene. They ought to fix that. But Equinox does it. You could eat off the floor in the average bathroom of Equinox. They were smart. They know that no one goes to a sports club if the bathroom is filthy. But Equinox doesn't know what it's doing. Its training equipment stinks. The guy that runs that needs to call my office so we can fix it. So I go to a lot of gyms. That's 714-850-1007. Call the office, get the details, pay the fee, come to the seminar and learn. That's October 21st at 11 a.m. We're going to go to 11 to 6. I'm going to belt it out. All right. Alignment. That's the number two thing. Alignment. What does changing alignment mean? It means you have to stretch your tendon. Now, I won't overplay this because I do so many shows on stretching the tendon. But if you haven't brought the focus of the stretch to the tendon, to lengthen the tendon, to decompress the joint, you will not feel a shift in alignment that will stick. And there's a critical mass point, again, a term from physical chemistry. My doctorate's probably going to be in physical chemistry at this point. The hell with biochemistry. It's lame. It's not the future. It's not energetic. It's dead. It's locked into genetics. Genetics is the deadly future. Manipulating genes is not where we were supposed to go. We were supposed to go to using nature to manipulate genes. But that takes you out of biochem into biophysics. And that's where we're going if we have consciousness, into a biophysical perception of functional reality. So you have to stretch the tendon to decompress the joint. Listen to my shows on that. You have to get the stretch past the belly of the muscle into the joint. And when people do that, and there's a critical mass point, that's a term used in science, but it's so applicable to your physics and especially your physical chemistry. Once you get there, you will say, oh my God, I stretch and I feel like my joints are moving to another place. And it just feels so good. I'm like free now. I'm in a new place. I give all my clients a sense of that. And then it's up to them. This is big, guys. It's really big. It blows nutrition away. Nutrition's important, but it is only as important. You will not cure disease through nutrition. You will not. I have never seen it happen once. Not once. If you're listening and trying to resolve symptomology and disease under the dome of just a pure nutritional therapy, you are lying to yourself, and the holistic community is lying to itself. I don't say through malevolence. I say through innocence. And I really mean that. They just don't know. They haven't been through the tests. But if you really looked at results, the purpose of nutrition, cleansing, all this stuff that 99% of radio and YouTube is devoted to, is only as good as it translates itself into structural medicine. And I'm talking structural medicine, and exercise is part of structural medicine. That's the purpose of it. Because unless you clean it out, you won't get to the point where you can stretch into the tendon and decompress the joint and have the alignment shift. And if you combine that with increasing the mass, then you'll smoke the cigar. You will hit the home run. You will be 70 and you'll start looking really, really good and strong. Now, how do you do that without getting hurt? How do you lose weight? Here's the thing for my little fatties out there. If you're packing an extra 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 100, 150 pounds, if you're packing more meat, you got to know how to burn fat without hurting yourself. And that's a whole other thing. If you've got to do cardiovascular, and I can't really get to that piece on air today. Remember, I'm going to do another half an hour and I'll post this to the site. That's straighttalk.cc. Anybody listening to the radio show, get to the website for the more comprehensive. So I'm doing three pieces, the little appetizer here today. Then I'm going to do an hour show that we're going to post to the website within 2 hours. Then I'm going to do a 7-hour seminar on October 21st at the Ayers Hotel. That's in Costa Mesa on Bristol. Costa Mesa on Bristol. I'm not the details guy. Unless it comes to functional medicine. Then I am the details guy. Costa Mesa on Bristol, October 21st, 11 a.m. Then I'll hit the 7-hour seminar. So I'm giving it to you on three levels. So hit the website later today. If you have to have a cardiovascular piece, if there's a cardiovascular piece you're going to need, here's where we can start, and I can't get into it in more detail until part two, which is in 2 hours. You have to either walk up hills, jog up hills, or get on an elliptical, get on a treadmill, go into a pool, and put that all together in as efficacious a way as you can, because those are low joint intensity. And then you have to measure your heart rate with one of those watches that measures your heart rate. And you have to bring your heart rate up. Check with your cardiologist before you attempt this and get a signed consent form from your medical doctor. Raising your heart rate higher than your average squirrel could be dangerous to your health. So in all seriousness, without the tongue in cheek, if you have a disease, check this with your medical doctor. Pick a number to bring your heart rate to that your medical doctor tells you is safe and get your heart rate up. Here's my point, guys. If you're overweight, if you're recovering from disease, you've got to get the blood flowing. But you can't do it at 110 beats a minute or 100, unless you've got a pacemaker or something. You can't do it. You've got to get it up to a number. And usually if you're not sick and you're under the age of 80, that's at 130, 140, 150, 160. If you don't get it up that high, you don't move the blood. Your cardiovascular is a waste of time. But how do you do that without injury? That's why you use ellipticals. That's why you use Stairmasters. That's why you use treadmills, or that's why you go uphill. So this morning I got up at 4:30, rolled out of bed, dove into the ocean. That's in the dark when the telluric currents are very high. Then I go into a steam room, take a shower, hit the hill. Run the hill, heart rate up at 160, go back, take a shower, and stretch into the tendon and realign. And I have a Jesus experience. That's elite training, my friends. The Navy SEALs would understand. I'll see you next week. Okay, part two, here we are. I think part one was a knockout. You know, I came out here years ago in the early 80s to find and persuade Gideon Ariel. Look the name up, G-I-D-E-O-N, Ariel, A-R-I-E-L. He trained Edwin Moses. Edwin Moses was a elite Olympian. It was kind of him and Carl Lewis, but Moses was a scientist. And Ariel was his trainer. And Ariel became famous. He was a physics guy from Israel who I think won the shot put, the silver medal for Israel. Bottom line is Ariel understood something that I appreciated and I was 20 years old. And so when I came out here to California, Ariel was in Orange County. Now, it ended up the guy wouldn't have too much to do with me because, you know, he was at another level and I was 20. But I knew what he was talking about. There's no way, there's just no way I cannot offer you more at this point than Ariel. Because Ariel was working one line. He really understood how to create optimal leverage through the joint by changing form. And he figured the form out by taking, at that time, the technology was such that he'd take hundreds and hundreds of frames of an athlete in motion, and then using certain formulas, figure out how that athlete should optimize his form. He was kind of like a computerized trainer. Trainers do this by eye. They look at someone and they know. Ariel took it to a science and then figured out, specific to the sport, who to use in that particular sports event. So he got hired by America's volleyball team to what ended up, Ariel fired everybody, got rid of everyone in American volleyball, girls volleyball, went into the ghettos and brought together a volleyball team that he took to the silver medal based on his formulas. That's how he made his name, and then Edwin Moses picked him up from there, and the rest is history. Ariel was so famous, look the name up. He was on Johnny Carson. That's how hot the guy was. I can do better than Ariel for you because I'm integrating a lot more in. And that's the issue, as always. You have to integrate pieces. Now, I'm going to do this seminar that if you're interested, you should definitely come to. I'm not going to take that many more people, but I had to get a bigger spot at the Ayers Hotel in Bristol. And blah, blah, it's all in part one. You can listen to it. Now, I discussed, I think, enough, as much as I need to discuss it, in part one, atrophy. You got to build muscle. Listen to part one again. Part two, alignment. So, you're over 50, you change alignment. You're over 50, you get rid of the atrophy and you start building muscle. Men, get rid of the man boobs. Ladies, have some strength. There's no feeble old ladies in this plan. All right. We got that. Let's move. Now, number three, don't hurt yourself. Right now, there's no pictures for this show. So if you're listening and you don't see any pictures, it's because there aren't any. I just want you to listen. Go and get a sports trainer. Have the sports trainer give him the command, I want to build muscle without hurting myself. How do I do that? And focus him. And make that his responsibility. Don't give him too much to do. Give him that job, and you'll get it done. Now, the cardiovascular piece, meaning where you have to move your body, you may have to move your body for a variety of reasons. And one of those reasons, all important reasons, is you got to drop weight. Because you have to understand, if you're on the comeback trail after 50, drop the 30, 40, 50, 60, 100, 120, 150 pounds. Drop it. And you're not going to drop it, hear my shows on weight loss, until you hit the what? Until you hit the piece of it that has to do with cardiovascular, which means you got to move and you're older and you're in atrophy and you're overweight. How do you move when you're older, you're in atrophy, and you're overweight? You know, you jock guys that used to be head of the football team that are 20 to 30 overweight, lose that weight before you really stress the joint. But how do you lose the weight when you got to move your body? It's very simple. Move the body in ways that don't stress the joint, which is not calisthenics, which is not yoga, which is not running on a track, which is not taking a walk, which is not floating in the water, which is not all these fantasies that people have. And then they sit there and they go, I can't lose any weight. I don't know what it is. I used to lose weight in my yoga class when I was 18. I just stopped eating. Get real. You're not 18. You're 50 plus. You have to move your body with your heart rate up over generally 140, 150, 160. Check it with your medical doctor or just use your head. Now, how do you do that without getting hurt? Guys, the answer is in the hills. I know you live in Kansas. I'll get to that. But if we're talking hill, what you do is a two-car system where you walk up the hill. Walk up the hill. And then take a cab down. Have somebody pick you up. Take your car up and have somebody take you down. Walk up and then walk down slowly. Walk down backwards. Run up the hill. I run hard up the hill. And then I come down the hill backwards. Or I get driven down. Or my car is at the top. There's a million ways. You figure it out. But what you have to do is use the hill. Except if you live in Kansas, you don't have any hills. That's why we have ellipticals. That's why we have Stairmasters. That's why we have saltwater pools. That's why we have treadmills. That's why we have all this high-tech gizmo that can get your heart rate up at 150, and you will not hurt yourself, even if you're 100 pounds overweight. You will not hurt yourself. You know what? A 100-pound person, a person that's over 100 pounds, a person that's over 50 pounds, you know what they have to do? Move slow. And because they have so much load, their heart rate goes way up. You ever see an overweight person go up the stairs? By the time they get to the top of the stairs, they're dying. If you measure their heart rate, it's up at 150. Then they're not going to hurt their joint because they're moving so slow. You see? So if you're going to hurt your joint and you got to lose weight because you're overweight, or you're not really that overweight, but say 20 or 30 overweight, and you still need to drop the weight, I'm telling you to, then you have to get on a low motion, stressful, burdensome regimen. Without hurting yourself. because it's low motion, slow motion. And that's the treadmill. Stairmaster. Elliptical. Stairs. Hills. Just do it. Simple. Now that, you listen to my shows on weight loss. As that weight comes down, then I want you to take care of the muscle atrophy. Whether you start skinny and you're in muscle atrophy, or you start fat and then you get skinny and you're in muscle atrophy, you've got to go after the muscle atrophy. To go after the muscle atrophy without hurting yourself means do not do calisthenics. How many sports trainers take these 60, 70-year-old women, and the first thing I see them do is throw them into squats and calisthenics? Dumb. Dumb. Or they give them 2 pounds. Here, sit there and raise your arm with 2 pounds. And 6 months later, they're on 4 pounds. And a year later, they're on 6 pounds. And hell freezes over, and they're still old ladies in muscle atrophy instead of being 70 going on 40 with some real physique. And that's the problem. You have to tell your sports trainer, build muscle. Now, building muscle, then, means gyrotonics. Gyrotonics is a great field. Very impressed with gyrotonics. Forget Pilates. What Pilates is doing is toning. You don't need tone. Build strength. Okay, a little tone. Strength builds tone. Tone does not build strength. Not in the way you need. That means you're warming up. Yeah, you're doing some high reps to warm up, and then you have to learn. Now, this is what I can't tell you on radio, because you should do it under supervision or take your risks. Just use your common sense. But what you got to do is find a weight that by the time you get to your fifth rep, you're struggling. After three, you're struggling. And then you take your time and you get number four up and maybe number five. If that's the amount of weight you're using, then you're at the right weight. You're going to build strength. I can give you that as a loose thumb rule. If you don't take enough weight in whatever you're doing, a bicep, a tricep, a pec, a low pec, a squat, calves, neck, glutes, hamstrings, adductors. If you don't in rep 4 and rep 5, I didn't say rep 15 and 20. I said 4 and 5. You're only going to last 4 and 5. And take your time so you don't hurt yourself. But if on rep 4 and rep 5, you are not stressing it, feeling like, oh, I got to be slow here, you're never going to get stronger. So let's say you're doing curls. And you're taking a free weight and you're curling it, meaning you stand there, your arm is hanging, and then you just flex your bicep. It makes your bicep interact. Number one, your fourth and fifth rep should demand that you're using enough weight so that you really challenge yourself. I didn't say rip your elbow apart, tear out your shoulder. I said lift it so that you feel it, man. And if you do 2 or 3 sets struggling that way, you're generally at the right weight. Whatever that weight is, if you're 6'6", 250, it's going to be one weight. If you're 5'2" and 70 pounds, it's another weight. But in that 4 and 5, that is how your muscle will grow. After that, get a sports trainer. After that, come to my seminar. Okay. Now, building strength. I didn't say endurance. I said strength. Just got into it. Dropping weight without hurting the joint. Just got into it. Then you have to stretch into the tendon. I've done other shows on it. Then you have to feel the alignment shift. If you don't feel the alignment shift, you will never have anything. This is why those kung fu guys are like leopards. Shaolin monks are like leopards. This is why they're so flexible. when they align their bones to execute a task across a joint, their body has congealed into one massive slew of muscle. And that's why they're so flexible in the way I define flexibility, not you. To get center, and we're going to get into this in the seminar, you have to move chi. You see? That's why those Shaolin guys are 120 pounds, and when they hit you, it's like getting hit by a freight train. That's why. Now, you don't have to be a Shaolin monk, but you have to have an experience along the lines I'm talking about, or you're wasting your time. I realize this is a real facelift. I realize this is large for people. But after 50, facing what we face, you have to take large steps. We have to think more dramatically. We have to think more seriously. If you think our democracy is under siege, which it is, our health is under more siege. And the sad truth is, we might not have enough healthy people to defend our Constitution. And that is what's going on. I don't care that this is a nutrition show. I don't care if you disagree with me. I am telling you to think about what I'm saying. Your health is your autonomy. And if you don't have enough health to be autonomous, there's no reason to have a constitution. So if you put two and two together, it is really your health that saves the nation. I'm not the only guy that thinks this way. I'm asking you to think this way. All right. So yeah, I get up early, 4:30. Dive in the ocean, sweat on the track, sweat in the gym, sweat up a hill, take off the sweat, hit the steam room, stretch into the tendon, feel the life force, the prana, and that's how I meet my world. It's my code. It should be your code. I don't care if you're sick and dying, it's your code. It is what ancient medicine was. It's that simple. But it's not that simple because it's deep. We think what's effective is what's complicated. We think what's effective is a compilation of data. It's not. It's what you have to attach to. It's concepts. It's the full gravity of what I'm saying that makes the difference. We're a nation and a people that mistake that. Because we have so much access to the data, we think that's where the knowledge is. No, the access to the data is great. It's how to integrate the data that counts. Functional knowledge, not rhetoric. It's why college is under siege. It's why college has become a scam. You have to think about these things. And I'm suggesting to you that the exercise that you bring to these things is the exercise of health. Health makes you more effective. That's all I have to say today. The rest come to the seminar. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.